In the most recent statewide poll of these three issues, only abortion was mentioned. Of the 400 likely voters who responded, only 4% named it as an issue that will affect their vote on November 2nd. But the choice is clear for voters who do care about it, according to Lisa Subek of the National Abortion Rights League, Pro-Choice Wisconsin. She says Republican Scott Walker's plan to roll back or limit Badger Care is something that should prompt women to vote for Democrat Tom Barrett.
For women on the family planning waiver, it gives them access to prescription contraception. It gives them access to some sort of a doctor. I think people who are thinking about the economy and thinking about jobs are also concerned about, will I have access to health insurance? Should I lose my job? Should something happen?
But abortion opponents are also confident that there are plenty of voters using this issue as a litmus test when deciding who will get their vote. Al Reinhart of Watertown is one of them.
If there aren't any more babies, nobody's going to be elected. We believe that it's a person from the time of conception until natural death. And killing those babies deliberately is going all the way back to when our ancestors were worshiping Baal and all the other gods and killing their babies for them. And it hurts.
On the gay marriage front, national polls show more than 60% of respondents believe same-sex relationships are morally acceptable. But Julaine Appling of the Wisconsin Family Action PAC says she expects opponents of gay marriage will help send Republican Scott Walker to the governor's mansion.
Scott, from all of the things we've been able to discern, will be a pro-family governor, from the fiscal to the social, and believe that all of these things are resonating well with the electorate. It's an exciting time.
Appling is most excited about the prospects of repealing the state's new domestic partner registry. But Katie Bellinger of Fair Wisconsin says her group is trying hard to rally voters to Democrat Tom Barrett's side to protect it.
When we're talking to our members and when we're talking to allies of the community, having leaders who understand that the government shouldn't stand in the way of couples taking care of each other is absolutely critical.
The marriage debate may end up being decided in court rather than at the ballot box. And court decisions rather than elections are likely to drive the gun rights issue as well. Still, Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort says for her group, having a governor who is willing to support restrictions on private gun sales is important.
Right now in the state, nearly half of all gun sales are completed with no criminal background check. And if we continue to allow criminals and other prohibited people such incredibly easy access to guns, we will have a very difficult time of getting a handle on gun violence prevention.
On the other side of this issue are advocates of lifting restrictions on the right to carry concealed weapons. Nick Clark of Wisconsin Carry Inc. says replacing Governor Doyle with a Republican governor will remove the only obstacle to passing a concealed carry law.
The public has been on board with it for a long time, and it demonstrated the power of the executive branch in Wisconsin that he was able to keep for the last 10 years, keep Wisconsin from catching up with every other state in the country except for Illinois.
While gay rights, guns, and abortion won't be the defining issues in the governor's race, for voters who hold them dear, they'll likely increase their enthusiasm for voting to keep the governor's office in Democratic hands or giving it to the Republicans for the next 4 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.